They really are demonic. They really want to hurt good people. They really want to hurt children. And I've got video after video. I played them some last week, but I watched like 15 of them this weekend, of Democrats going, got what you deserved. You guys tried to pass a law to persecute trans people in Tennessee, and you saw what happened. Yeah, we saw you shoot at the cops and kill little kids and shoot them in the head, shoot them in the chest, and shoot the teacher and shoot the principal. Man, we saw it. She's a victim. He's a victim. That poor victim, she sure showed you. And it's not just crazy leftists at rallies that are like, we're not going to decry what he did. You persecuted us. The hell we did. You're a damn cult run by the CIA and the Tavistock Institute taking over our world and coming after our kids. 20 years ago, if you imagined something like this, it'd be fantastical. I told you it was coming reading their documents. This is election meddling. This is the country falling into a banana boat republic. This is the deep state openly flexing its muscles and letting us know that we can't vote for who we want to, and that the corrupt blue cities and states are establishing a absolute tyranny over us. And the main target, ladies and gentlemen, is our children. And so we'll be focused a lot today here with Judge Andrew Napolitano, Roger Stone, and many other experts joining us. But the big picture is this. The Tavistock Institute, on record, created in the 60s, the trans agenda. It had already been planned by Aldous Huxley, brother Julian Huxley, who ran the UN, as a way to end the human family as we know it and create chemicalized, sterilized creatures for depopulation and destroying the existing human order. And that's why it's being promoted by everything from CMT to CNN. Now in public schools across the country, thousands of them, they are keeping the brainwashing programs to get small children to believe they're another sex or not a sex at all, secret from the parents, and they even have spy grids and create files on the parents and their siblings on how they're going to successfully brainwash and sterilize the child. Big article from Fox News on that, with the school documents out of Colorado in elementary, middle school, and high school. It is total cult brainwashing. We're going to keep you safe. You're really another sex. We're not going to tell your parents. People are out to get you and persecute you. We're going to give you a new secret name. This is 101 hardcore cult brainwashing. This is what the National Education Association is. This is what the teachers' unions are. And it's the exact same program from Australia to Germany, to Canada, to the U.S. They're rolling it out in Africa. They're rolling it out in Latin America. They're rolling it out in Asia. The only place that don't allow it is communist China and Russia and some Muslim countries. And as bad as radical, even Orthodox Islam is, it is a savior. If Christianity won't stand up for itself, and I don't mean a savior like Christ, but a savior compared to this. And you know I'm a big opponent of what is really radical but orthodox expansionary Islam. But I've got to be honest. Islam is like a fresh, clean drink of mother's milk compared to this. And the Muslims are not putting up with it all over the West. They're the ones fighting back peacefully, but pulling their kids out, filing lawsuits, not putting up with it. Anyone that's insane enough to put their children in a public school or even most of the private schools now where this is actively going on is insane. So MTG did a great job on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl when she said, you call Democrats pedos. She said, yeah, well, what do you think it is? Taking them away from their parents, brainwashing them. That's how you control a child more than anything, is sexual identity. They're not supposed to do that till they hit puberty, and then they learn themselves, and their family protects them, and they're in society. And they're taught morals. To have the state form a sexual relationship with children in the crib, as Bill Clinton's Surgeon General said, reach down and masturbate the babies. She said that. They want to put their hands on your children's genitals. It's a pedophile cult, folks, in your face, run by scientists. They want to own your bodies. They want to put poison shots in you, and they want access to your children. This is a worldwide death cult now arresting our president. And then I have clips of New York Assembly people, of New Jersey Democrat leader, of the press secretary of the governor of Arizona. I mean, I've got dozens of these and videos all over the country of trans rallies that happen, I guess, every weekend now around the country in different cities, being asked, will you decry the woman or man that went and killed the three little children and the three adults in cold blood, was trying to kill more, tried to kill a bunch of police, and she shot at them out the window as they came in. And they say, nope, we won't. And just everywhere, the left has been celebrating it and saying, this is what you get. So those 9-year-old children that she gunned down, that's what you get. And the internet just flooded with, I mean, I'm not even looking for it. It's just everywhere with, quote, trans people saying, we're oppressed, you're killing us, we're going to come kill you. And they go, we have the highest suicide rate, we have the highest death rate, because they're almost half of them in studies are sex workers and are in a really destructive lifestyle in a sex cult, and they're killing themselves, and they're being killed not by us but by their pimps and all this. And then they point at conservatives thinking we want to run around and quote hurt people in drag, or we want to ban books. No, we're saying you can't have pedophilic books telling kids to get in the back of a van with a guy when they come to your backyard. And then it shows the man having sex with a child and how wonderful it is. That's just one of the books. We don't want that in school libraries. And people get up and ask legislatures, they get up and ask city councils. We've played the videos. They start reading Penthouse write-ups about sex. That's about adults having sex. And they say, would this be okay in the school? And they say, we can't answer that. Because everybody knows you don't put Penthouse in the elementary school or the high school. But Penthouse doesn't tell, hey, if you're in a backyard and a man next door invites you in his shed and wants to give you a blowjob, go ahead and go over. You'll like it. It'll be fun. Ask the man to give you a blowjob. And then, oh, if a man asks you to, these are books in school. If a nice man wants to just give you pleasure, remember what Oprah Winfrey said a few years ago? She said, well, kids don't know it's abuse. They like it. And of course, she was famously abused and a sex slave and then a prostitute and all the rest of it. So, I mean, these people are a sex cult. And they are sexualizing our children. It is a pedophile cult, because that's how you control the future. If you can form their sexual identities, you've won. And all I want is away from them. I don't want to be in power. I don't want to be in Hollywood. I don't want to be in the DC club. I just want you to leave us alone, you evil people. I mean, I've got stacks of them. All the major hospitals in the country, I mean, the big ones, are gearing up to perform millions of castrations of little boys. I've got the articles right here. Hundreds of thousands ain't enough, folks. So let's get into that, and let's get into the latest developments with the Restrict Act, because all of this is part of the net we've been caught in by these psychotics that are putting themselves in the net, too. They really are demonic. They really want to hurt good people. They really want to hurt children. And I've got video after video. I played them some last week, but I watched like 15 of them this weekend, of Democrats going, got what you deserved. You guys tried to pass a law to persecute trans people in Tennessee, and you saw what happened. Yeah, we saw you shoot at the cops and kill little kids and shoot him in the head, shoot him in the chest, and shoot the teacher, and shoot the principal. Man, we saw it. She's a victim. He's a victim. That poor victim, she sure showed you. And it's not just crazy leftists at rallies that are like, we're not going to decry what he did. You persecuted us. The hell we did. You're a damn cult run by the CIA and the Tavistock Institute taking over our world and coming after our kids. 20 years ago, if you imagined something like this, it'd be fantastical. I told you it was coming reading their documents. But it's something entirely different when you're actually living it. So we're going to go to break, but I'm going to start getting to these clips. Here's MTG being gaslit by Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes. And she says, the Democrats are pedophilic? No, the whole globalist system is. All the big corporations funding this. To form a relationship with a child, to keep a secret from the parents, to tell them they're another sex, to try to get them on chemicals that affect their puberty and stunt their growth and to put them on skids, on rails, to be sterilized. That's beyond just molesting them. That's trying to destroy them. But they made it fashionable and a right and said the group they're targeting is being persecuted by those of us trying to save them. Everything is inverted with these people. Here they are gaslighting.
Says that are over the top, like
the Democrats are a party of pedophiles.
I would definitely say so. They support grooming children.
They are not pedophiles. Why would you say that?
Democrats support, even Joe Biden, the president himself, supports children being sexualized and having transgender surgeries. Sexualizing children is what pedophiles do to children.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Jocelyn Elders, when she was being confirmed, and she wasn't confirmed, as the Surgeon General in 1993, and you can read her writings everywhere, said, we need to masturbate the boys and girls at 6 months of age, and that the preschools need to be trained by law to diddle the children. I mean, you imagine you walk in, your husband or wife is diddling the baby, you're gonna go to jail. You're gonna break their neck. But they just do it right out in the open, like, we're good. We're going to diddle your children. We're going to reach down and masturbate them. Yes. We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic, does need any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself. So what's the hallmark of a child abuser, of a molester, of one of these truly evil scumbags of scumbags? They have techniques and they have systems of training children by increments to accept more and more abuse and then never tell authorities or their parents. And now you're just seeing the complete mainlining of that. So I want to play the MTG clip one more time. Because when you see these articles coming out every day, they come out in Texas, they come out in Colorado, they come out in New York, they come out in Tennessee, they come out in Idaho, they come out in California, they come out everywhere. It's the same in Australia, same in France, same in the UK. All the Western countries, massive corporate funding, and they go, oh, sexualizing kids is drag queen time. Not that we're against men dressing up like women. I mean, hell, Bob Hope did that. The Three Stooges did that. Police Academy's hilarious where they dress up like, you know, girls infiltrate the prostitutes. The point is, Steven Crowder's gone and done that. I even dressed up like Wonder Woman as a joke on a comedy show once. It was hilarious. But I wasn't shaking my ass in front of kids and telling them they're another sex. That's what this is. I didn't have little kids putting G-strings in my thong. I mean putting $20 bills in my G-string. I wasn't wearing a G-string either. I was just wearing a funny wig. But so they misrepresent that, oh, you want to ban books. No, we don't want you giving pedophilic books that are probably illegal to children. Oh, you want to ban drag shows? No, knock yourselves out. Just don't have them be sexually lewd and have children there. So we all know what this is. This is all accepted fact. But you always see it as an article here, an article there. It's going on everywhere. And you got to go read the article on InfoWars.com. And then you lead links through to the Fox News article, because I spent an hour this morning. An hour I didn't have. I got up at about 5 a.m., got some coffee, took a shower. About 5:30, one of my friends sends me a Fox News link, and I'll show you the article. And I ended up clicking and reading more than 30 pages of the school documents. And ladies and gentlemen, they hand out little brochures to the elementary kids and say, you could be a walrus, you could be a tiger, or you could be a unicorn. You could be things that don't exist. But it's important when you're deciding, maybe you're a boy, maybe you're a girl, maybe you're something else, that you not tell your parents, because you're going to be a superhero now, just like the ad saying you're a superhero when you take the shots. And you don't want your parents to know. And then here's the key. It goes through how the school, working with outside NGOs, intelligence agencies, profiles the parents and siblings in a file. These are school records that the parents can't see to decide if the parents can be told their child as young as five is transitioning. They then give the child, these are their teachers, they believe they're to instruct them, that they're another sex. They're given a new name, but told your mommy and daddy might hurt you. You're persecuted now because you're in this special group and have won this prize. These are children. The types that would get in the van with a killer because they don't know, hey, I got a puppy. Hey, I got candy. They tell them, you are like a superhero. You could be anything you want. You could be a unicorn. You could be a bear. You could be a boy. I'm a girl. You could be a boy. We're going to have a drag queen come in here now and tell you that, okay? He's a convicted pedophile, but it's okay. It's liberal. So this is such psychological abuse to then get them in the system, confuse them, screw them up, get them on puberty blockers, and then have them surgically remove their breasts, their penises, and their testicles. Here's the boil down article on InfoWars.com. Colorado district keeping school sanctioned gender transition secret from parents. And then, again, the gender unicorn. They start teaching them in elementary school that they could be different. And then they ask little boys, are you attracted to little boys? Well, little boys are obviously attracted to little boys to play with them with blocks and with toy guns and fort. And they ask little girls, do you like boys or girls more? And when the little girl says, I like girls more, because girls want to play with girls mainly, you are a lesbian. You love girls. And then the girl, little girls, yeah, I like girls. This is written by psychological warfare experts, the same curriculum, worldwide, corporately force-fed. And then they go, oh, you're abusing the children. They're in the elite club. That's why in places like San Francisco and Seattle, up to 60% of the children identify as trans. Because they think they're being like, it's like a superhero. What superhero? Are you Aquaman? Are you Wonder Woman? Are you? No, no, no. Unbelievable. And it's all the documents. Look at this. Where it says we have to profile the siblings, we have to profile the parents, and we cannot let them know in elementary, middle school, and high school that this is going on, and these are secret documents for the safety of the children. A total cult. Here's the full article. Fox News. Colorado District Equality docs, reveal the methodical system to deceive parents on in-school social transitions. See, because they don't want a school where you learn reading, writing, arithmetic, agriculture, how to be successful in life, business, sports, your body's healthy, camaraderie. No, they're literally brainwashing facilities to get people on the fast track to be sterilized and totally screwed up into this cult. And it gets worse. Boston Children's Hospital director calls for drastic increase in capacity for gender surgery for minors. And they're gearing up. They're saying, we make a lot of money off this, A, and B, it's like a plastic surgery, but they get like twice the money. But it's attached to a whole political system. We need to be able to serve millions of people. It's like, oh, we're all so loving. We're all so open. We want to put kids on drugs and sterilize them. Oh, we're all so nice. I mean, that's what evil looks like, folks. That's what a cult looks like. And I grew up in Dallas, and I liked football, but I got so sick of the Dallas Cowboys and the cult of the game, and it's all anybody talked about, and the flags everywhere, and it was just, by the time I was, you know, older, I just hated it. But that wasn't a cult teaching kids how to cut their penises off. Or not telling parents they're brainwashing kids illegally, right under their noses, and premeditatedly doing it all. But I was in New York a couple years ago, be on some podcast. And it was Gay Pride Month or whatever. And it was rainbow flags everywhere. People marching everywhere. Little kids, all this brain. It was just everywhere. It was just everywhere. This is the culture. This is what we get. And it's being forced on us. And it's mutilating children and destroying parental rights. Look at this. Bud Light makes special can to celebrate Dylan Mulvaney's 365 Days of Girlhood. And all the magazines and all the publications and all the corporations give men awards now, 3 years running. Women never get the awards. The man saying he's a woman gets the award. You're being colonized by this cult. Women are having their identity stolen. It gets worse. Video, MSNBC talking head says guns are our new Moloch. And then they, after the school shooting, said we're being hunted. Trans are being killed. Totally made up. Bud Light stands by partnership with trans activist Dylan Mulvaney despite backlash. So when a mosque gets shot, it's a hate crime to the left. When a synagogue gets shot, it's a hate crime to the left. But when a Christian school gets shot and little kids get killed, why do these people hate trans people? So there you go. It's all the corporations. They're literally at war with us, ladies and gentlemen. And Kid Rock shot up a 12-pack of it and got millions of views, and everybody's celebrating. And I get what he's doing, but how about you just throw the Bud Light in the trash? We don't even want them at any level, even though they've got images everywhere, and they're all talking about how they're going to kill us, now they're going to shoot us, and how we deserve to die, and the kids deserve to die. Let's not meet that with the type of vitriol they're trying to incite us into. But I still like to shoot beer cans anyways. I mean, sometimes I'm going to the shooting range. I want a fun target to shoot. Pull over a 12-pack of beer, cheap beer, and shoot it. I've shot Bud Light, but not because they're in line with the globalist agenda to force feed all this tyranny. The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones didn't want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, all. There's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out. Now, there's like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension. that's just turned over to the most horrible things, what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension, that's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up in the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity, because humanity has free will, and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing, using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission, because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago. I knew about this before it was declassified. I'm just saying I have good sources. That they wanted to build a giant artificial system. And Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity, with billions of people wired into it with the Internet of Things. And so all of our thoughts go into it, and we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time, that's also psychically connected to us, that are organic creatures, so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0, in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it, by giving over our consciousness to the system, our daily decisions that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place, and to block these systems, and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes, and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are in control of this AI system before humanity is destroyed.
Right.
But this is an interdimensional force that wants to influence us to build something that absorbs us and kills us, rather than the divine free will we're given to build something much better that empowers the species.
Get your big brain on with Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support the InfoWars.